From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. And during a joint news conference, Pence reiterated the point he has been making about both China and North Korea.
Nuclear weapons in the hands of the regime in Pyongyang with a ballistic missile program and with the potential for intercontinental ballistic missiles represents a threat to the stability and security of this region and potentially a threat to the continental United States. And continuing on the path the world has been on with North Korea over the last 25 years is just unacceptable.
And satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear weapons test. That's according to the U.S. Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. The report says the site appears capable of conducting a nuclear test at any time the order is received from Pyongyang. The web publication 38 North, which shares analysis of Korean affairs, reported Friday that pictures of the test site show new activity near the site's north portal. The images are believed to show at least five mining carts, one small equipment trailer, and a net canopy that could be concealing equipment beneath it. 38 North says the pumping of water used to maintain a stable environment for the nuclear material seems to have ceased. Also, images of the main administrative area show a small truck or van present in a courtyard, along with several unidentified objects and activities. Analysts say they may be supplies or equipment concealed by tarps. The analysts responsible for the report say it's unclear whether the new signs indicate a tactical pause. This is VOA News. An overnight Taliban suicide raid on a major military base in northern Afghanistan left at least 135 people dead, mostly soldiers, in the deadliest attack on Afghan forces. The attack on the highly secured Afghan military facility has refueled criticism of the government's security measures and its policy in tackling the resurgent Taliban. Afghan security forces have suffered massive casualties since U.S.-led foreign combat troops left Afghanistan in 2014. A man was shot and killed during massive protests in the Venezuelan capital, making him the ninth person to be killed during protests in the country this month. Neighborhoods have had nearly daily and increasingly violent protests as the country slides deeper into economic crisis. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have participated in the demonstrations to denounce what they consider an increasingly authoritarian government. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a full review of powers given to government regulators to oversee the banking and finance industries, the financial meltdown, or since the financial meltdown of 2008. Mr. Trump went to the Treasury Department Friday to sign three executive orders that start the process of fulfilling his campaign pledges to undo regulations that he says unduly strain the U.S. economy. U.S. Secretary Steve Mnuchin explained that two of the orders would eventually lead to a significant revision of controversial provisions of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis has visited Israel on his Middle East tour to discuss regional security. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with the secretary.
Secretary Mattis's visit to Israel marked the first trip to the country by a cabinet member in the new Trump administration. And Israeli leaders were eager to praise the Trump team for their tough approach towards Syria and Iran. Mattis stressed the need to defeat Islamic State and confront Iranian activities, which he said continues to threaten Israel and its neighbors with ballistic missiles through its maritime activities and through its proxies and surrogates such as Hezbollah, a terrorist organization that's helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stay in power.
I think it's important that we remind ourselves that if good people don't band together, then bad people can do a lot of damage in this world.
Israeli leaders applauded the recent U.S. missile strike against a Syrian military airfield for Assad's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Carla Babb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
And VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with Secretary Mattis. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.